listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. Last night's stabbing of a bishop during a live-streamed church service out of Western Sydney has been declared as a terror attack. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb says authorities were called to the horrific scene just after 7 o'clock.
Police responded and arrested a young person, and he was restrained inside that building. Subsequently, as has been mentioned, at 1:35 a.m. this morning, after consideration of all the material, I declared that it was a terrorist incident.
Authorities have also vowed to track down those responsible for violence outside, with more than 2,000 angry people estimated to have gathered before police officers were injured and dozens of police cars damaged as well. Meantime, we're being warned to be careful about what we are sharing online in the wake of the weekend's Bondi Junction attack and last night's terror incident. The Safety Commissioner's warning violent content could cause more distress even if users are trying to mourn the victims. The online safety watchdogs received reports from the public relating to the incident. And Brittany Higgins' criminal rape trial against Bruce Lerman could reopen off the back of yesterday's federal court judgment. Lerman lost his defamation case against Network 10, with Justice Lee finding he likely did sexually assault Higgins based on the balance of probabilities. Expert defamation lawyer Justin Quills told The Project it is a significant decision.
Bruce Lerman didn't have to prove that a rape didn't happen. Channel 10 had to prove that it did happen. So it's very significant from that perspective. It's significant, I think, for rape victims.